to lead into the next ois. Just want to add one more thought from yesterday. We spoke about the Kud of Gaivas, Revolba, and Ali Shur, and Skelly Bays. So he has a parak on the topic of Gaiva, and he says, he stresses very much that it's an avoider for Beis Medrashbachim he's talking, which it probably extends nowadays a little bit older than Medrashbachim also. He feels it's wrong that a Bachar should be working on Gaiva, quote unquote. They need to develop their Gaiva. They need to develop themselves, the confidence, the belief in themselves, the belief that they can accomplish something. They need to be mechazik themselves. So working on the meat of Gaiva, the Nevus, is something which will be detrimental to them. So he writes, he says, but on the other hand, obviously we know that Gaiva is a tremendously difficult, dangerous thing. So he says, there's three things you need to do which come naturally in the process of being a person in the world of learning, which will address a person's gaiva. So the first one he says is tefillah, the process of the true tefillah, the person that comes in front of his creator and he talks to his creator, he recognizes that he has nothing of his own, everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So where's the that will address obviously the issues in the Kud of Gaiva. He understands that the person is truly davening. That moment where the person stands there realizing he's nothing in front of his creator, so that's a moment of there's not possible gaib afterwards. Says the second, he doesn't say in this order, I'm saying this order for a reason. The second one he says is Shimush Tamid Chachamim. I remember I had this aura when before we left yeshiva, so like. I was on my upper 30s, so I already had my own, you know, shitas and ideas and opinions and a lot of things. And somebody asked, so when are you going to leave? I said, listen, somebody asked me my opinion about X, you know, a certain thing which happened in the world, etc. And I said my opinion, etc. Then we went to the shmooze, and Shiva gave a shmooze, and I realized I totally missed it. So as long as I'm still in that world, where I'm totally missing it, it's a good thing to stay here, to be reminded once in a while that I'm totally missing it. So Shiva Tudachom is that you get that moment, you realize you totally missed it. That, you know, you think you get it, and then you realize that there's somebody who has a whole different heck of understanding beyond you. So you see these people like that, it's a good thing. Somebody one time told me the horror to go, you ask an Eitzah by another puddle. So two horrors on that. So somebody one time told me, he said that, you know, you go in and you say, you give him options A or B, so his answer is C. Like, why do you think the only two options you thought of, the only two options that are available? Maybe there's a third possibility. The person with a bigger picture, a bigger Havana, better Havana, understands there's another way to look at it. So that, you know, don't limit him to yourself. I remember one time somebody came to me and asked me, he was going to go ask Rav Shiva an Eitzah or give him an Eitzah about something. He said, what do I think he's going to say? I says, I would only have the chutzpah to say that if I be him. And since I'm not him, I'm not going to have I'm not going to be stupid enough to try to predict. The conversation, just the context of the conversation was a little bit interesting. This goes back, I don't know, back into the early 80s. There was a fellow who was coming through. He was from Baal Tshuva. He was trying to learn Gemara. He was using a Steinsaltz Gemara. And this is when the whole Tumah was Steinsaltz. You know, it's just Chavrusa says, maybe we should go ask an Eitzah whether you should be using, you know, you should be using it or not. So the conversation went like this. So the Baal Abbas said, yeah, I know what he's going to say. He's going to say, you can't use it, so I'm not going to go. You know, that was, so they came to what I think. So I said, I don't predict what the Rishiva is going to say. So they went to Rishiva. Rishiva said, of course you should use it. Now, put that in the context, if you know the whole story, that was quite a Kiddush. But, you know, trying to predict. So Shiva Tzvichom is, you realize there's somebody has a bigger heck of understanding of you. The third thing he says is learning Bechavrusa. He says that learning Bechavrusa addresses Gaivu. How does learning Bechavrusa address Gaivu? Because you have a conversation with the Tinyu and Yechavrusa, and the states, you know, sometimes each one has your way to look at the Gemara. And it gets a little bit heated. So you have your pshat, and he has his pshat, and Rishon Swatha writes in the Igros, he writes that true lima lishma, it has to be what he calls giftig. Giftig means with a tremendous intensity. Your mom is using all of your kaychas to prove that you're right. You bring every single ra you could think of, every single place in shas. You're using all of your kaychas to prove that you're right. And obviously, the more you get involved, the more tense you get, you know. And all of a sudden, you realize that he's right. So what do you say? So, most of us, the phrase that we use is Icher. Say Bepemole, you are right. Thank you very much for telling me that. That's the third place where you can work on your gaiva, he says. That we've invested so much, he says, so you still fear Zeus. He says, because If your goal is lishma for the Torah, use all your kaiches and adarava. The more you push, the more you clarify, the more you challenge. So Rechon Rish Lakish, the better kasha, the better teretz. So you finally came to the emes. But now, Baruch Hashem, you got to the emes. What's enough being that whose opinion was? Why is your opinion more important than somebody else's opinion? To be able to say, Pemole, you are right and I am wrong, and thank you very much, is a tremendous act for us of keeping balance of our gaiva. So that's the end of Oyeshchav Zayin. So Oyeshchav Ches, he says, Midrash Shechar Tirchok. So in my mind, that is maybe one of our biggest areas of Midrash Shechar Tirchok. You know, the loss of the term is Midrash Shechar Tirchok. It doesn't say a lot of saying sheker. There are many cases where halachah sheker is mutter. Sometimes it's even, we'll learn the sugyas about when you're allowed to be mashaker, etc. So it's not usr. But it's something that the person's merachik himself from. And these type of conversations are the conversations where the nuance isn't endless. The language maybe is endless, but the nuance is, say that the other person's right and I'm wrong. I can't. I'm uncomfortable saying that. So the challenge is the nevus and gaiva, but at the end of the day, it's not, your hug isn't an hug of emes anymore. You're not being annoyed with that what is emes, what is sheker. There's this whole me involved in the picture, and that becomes very dangerous. I once did this. I had a musar harusa. First of all, I want to make an announcement. I'm against Musa Harusas. I don't believe in Musa Harusas. So when you learn Musa, you have to learn Musa by yourself. That's all. That being said, besides that, Regan Musa Zeder, I had a Chaver back in Shib. We used to work on the Yonim together. So we were working on Emes. So if you ever do the Cheshbon and Nefesh, they have the Sefer Cheshbon and Nefesh. So Cheshbon and Nefesh is a little bit overwhelming to do it. But you know, the Sefer Cheshbon and Nefesh, he works on. So I said, I'm going to work on it. So the goal is at the end of the day, you sit there and you think through everything you did in the day. So the goal is to be perfectly amorous. So not you know, you don't lie, but there's nuances, you know. It's for something you're telling your word and you nod your head like you heard the word before. You never heard the word before in your life, but you nod your head because you don't want to admit you didn't know the word. You know? So you don't do anything. A kaponim, you shouldn't think like that. So you're not being oisgehalten. So you know, I figure I'm not so bad at it. You know, I did my first day, you push it, you know, so there's a little box and you put dots in every time you blew it. I think there was like 13 dots in a day. So, well, that's a one day, you know. So, oh, it's mensch. It took care of the guy who has a problem also, by the way. Right? You know, really, you know, so you're so not, oh, it's got help. What even we got Balgaiv about? And one of the areas wasn't learning. You know, when you're taunting and learning, you're like, you know, a person says a word, you know, to be able to say, the goal is the emeshabai, and take your emotions out of it, and then allow you to act with a true haracha for what the other person is saying, that's also a damage to emes. So the Oisvir, he says, if a person has that on Haga, where Nidar Shechar Tirchok, it's not much distance from the person, he has no shaykhs to that world. So Shem Shemayim, which is the biggest emes which could be, is the Mitzias of the Barei, and we were Zaycha to Timazer Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, we go through to the whole different Suga. A person to say Malkam Otuna, for say Malkam Shem Shemayim Atola, it's an hugga, there's a halacha, you can't do anything while you're saying a bracha. There's a halacha, you can't do anything, even Mishra Bar talks about, you can't do anything when you're listening to the Kaddish. There's many times where, like, mitzad, the, you know, if we to hear the reality around us, the reality of talking to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the reality of talking to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so what are you doing something else at the same time? I'm talking to the Melech, I'm praising the Melech, I'm thanking the Melech Nachnitzi, and I'm doing something else at the same time. It's an element of missing on Haga. Just, I want to tell you. Well, first, I want to tell you, I can't help this. There's a famous maestro of the Raga Chavri, Rav Shechar Tirchok. That person once came to the Raga Chavri. He wanted Haskama. So the Raga Chavri wrote Haskamas. He wrote Kedarka. He wrote, you know, one or two lines. He wrote signed his name all the way at the bottom of the page. So he asked him, "What's the pshat?" He said, "Rav Shechar Tirchok." You know, I can't. I said, "Come on, you know, it's a Raga Chavri Zechap." Okay. The oyster of Al Toy Shem Shemaim Lavatola, Blue Makam Matunov. it's what it says to me, the Hargasha that it says to me, is if we live with an awareness of a reality of a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we live with that understanding that we're in a relationship, that we're talking to Him. You know, it's the conversation. You know, Rabbi Twersky says a story that he was by the Kaisel, and they brought, he was standing over there, and they're leading over this elderly blind starting in. And he comes up to the Kaisel, he's right next to him. You know, so he comes, he caresses the stones, he kisses the stones, and he starts talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he felt like it wasn't right for me to listen to the conversation, but it was hard to hear the person right next to him. And he says, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, I got up this morning, I did this. He started telling him his day. Like, you know, you come home and you tell your wife, how was your day? He's telling Kodesh Baruch Hu his day. And then somewhere in the middle of the line, he says, oh, I told you that already. He says, that line hit him. He says, I never davened in my life. I realized at that moment, I never davened a true tefillah in my life. And he was so clear that he's talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why am I repeating myself? I told you that already. He was talking to his Creator. So tefillah is an act of talking to our Creator. Every time you mention the Shem Shemayim, you're talking about the Creator. You're in a certain sense, we live with the reality. Betzim, we should be talking to our Creator the whole day. The Creator is talking to us. Torah is the Bresham talking to us. So you say Torah b'makom ha'matonef. It's not we're learning Gemara. It's not we're learning Halacha. We're learning a Kodesh Baruch Hu's deeper to Kal Yisrael. So it's a hanhaga. It's an awareness of what we're doing. It's you're having a conversation with the. So what does it mean? It's l'shut l'batala. What does it mean? It's makom matonav. Yes, we have our challenges because we're mergul in it. But then there's the moments where you realize that, you know, that's nishtazay. And then you realize whatever you were doing. Say for Rasajagar, each day they ask him what he's doing tshuva, and he's doing tshuva on the fact that the yesterday his understanding of Kodesh Baruch Hu was less, and he wasn't mechaber Kodesh Baruch Hu according to the understanding that he had today. So a villager who gives kavod to the king, and then he realizes he thought it was just a regular person. He realizes it's somebody. He realizes he didn't give the right type of kavod. So I realize that every single day, right? So that's for us in a certain sense. That's our challenge of Shem Shemayim Levatola. I'm not getting involved in the halachic issue. When you said it and didn't say it, you know, you understand that. You don't need Rosh to tell you that. You don't need me to tell you that. But every time we say Shem Shemayim, and we're not saying it as a recognition of a conversation with us on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we have the tremendous zchus to talk to our Creator, and He's talking to us, and we're talking about Him, and it's a message to us. And that's really the reality of what it means to be a Jew. Every single moment, we're wasting the opportunity of the Shem Shemayim. That's the Shem Shemayim of Atala, which we have to worry about, besides the regular Halacha Kishu. Just end up with one last thought on that. You remember there was this magazine, Light Magazine, you know, my generation and up, right? So they put out, they had an article once over there. It was called The Audit. It was a little story about a fellow gets a knock on the door, and there's an accountant waiting by the door. His name is Elio, and he's coming to make an audit. But the audit isn't a regular audit. The audit is about, they sent him from heaven to make an audit of his accounts and decide how well he's doing. You know, he plays it out. The whole conversation about this fellow is, you know, based on the chapter such and such, you know, paragraph such and such. You've been efficient, etc. And he starts going through every single thing, etc. And at the end of the day, after making the full calculation with his calculator in those days, he comes out that, you know, you're very deficient, and therefore there's been a writ of seizure made for your neshama. This is the story how he presents it, the cheshbon nefesh, etc. So one of the things which he goes after is the amount of times you say Shem Shema. He says, well, according to our records, you've said the in Orachayim chapter 5, paragraph 1, the laws of you said the God's name 1,900,000. You only met the correct criteria for 57 times, something like that. You know, it was a cute story, but the message was very, you know, you get the idea why his name is Elio. That was the. You know, there is a moment of din. There's a moment of din. There's a moment of cheshbon, and a moment where we're going to have to answer for our shame shemayim. I'm talking to myself. You know, I'm not talking to anybody else. I'm talking to myself. We have to answer for our shame shemayim. Tesh shem shemayim levatola. But it's there is that element. I'm not playing down that element, but there's the other element of it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. Every time you say a tefillah, I have end with this. I have this hargosha when we shoot ourselves in the foot every day. We need to have simcha in our mitzvahs. We need to have special inspiration. We need it. We all need it. And the truth is, it's available. But we destroy it with our own hands. So there's a law, you can't talk in basic kinesis. So imagine that you had a shul, nobody would talk anything other than words to their creator. So what would happen? You walk in basic kinesis, you would go into a different mode of thought. The mode of this, here we're reading with our creator. So what happens? We schmooze. So we destroy with the opportunity of inspiration, which the halacha gave us, we destroy with our own hands. There's halachas of coming of being shy before tefillah. There's halachas of being shy after tefillah. There are halachas of what you're allowed to do during tefillah. There's so many different halachas which we have, which are all created for our benefit, that we should take out of tefillah what we're supposed to take out of tefillah. And we don't keep them. We say, well, why isn't that any more inspirational for me? Well, what do you want? A person should walk. Somebody wants him to ask Revolve, and he says, I don't understand. Like, you know, you say the same words every time. How is that inspirational? Revolve looks at him and says, you're out of your mind. They're not the same words. You grew since last time. So these words just have a different message to you than they had before. It's just like we couldn't relate to the question. I can relate to the question. We can relate to the question. And he couldn't relate to the question. The act of talking to your creator, is it a boring act? It's not a boring act. It can't be a boring act. I don't know. I've never, you know, walked into the presence of a physical king. But I imagine, and maybe it wears off after a little while, but there's a certain amount of pachad that you walk into the king. But opportunity to speak to him and discuss an issue and get help once, twice, three times a day is the rekatan by us. So the Shem Shemar, the batola is the waste. It's the waste of opportunities. The opportunities which we wasted time and time again, where we can go into a tefillah and walk out of a tefillah being inspired and being changed and being feeling better about the situation, whatever the situation is. We have a difficulty and we can daven and the brashim will, and we shared our Hashem L'Hashem Yehovah. We gave over our package to Kodesh Baruch Hu and feeling relieved and feeling relaxed and feeling helped, and we didn't do it. That's our challenge.